A childcare center in Northport Coquitlam wants to double in size. Today, September 3, the city's committee of council will look at a rezoning bid from the Dream Builders Early Learning Center to expand into the next unit at 1470 Prairie Avenue, by the Save on Foods grocery store. The facility operators are asking council to boost the number of childcare spots for infants and toddlers from 37 to 74 spaces, once the renovation is complete. According to a report from Bruce Irvine, Port Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, the property is designated in a community commercial zone, which only allows up to 50 children to be cared for. Still, the city's child care policy recommends such commercial setting facilities increase where there's enough parking and pickup, drop-off areas, there's a playground, it fits in the neighborhood, to comply with Fraser Health regulations, Irvine wrote, Dream Builders will construct a 2,500-square featuring outdoor play space at the end of the strip mall, to the east of Save on Foods, that will be fenced. To get there, the kids will be escorted by center staff along the storefront footpath. In 2020, the city adopted a child care policy with the aim to create 145 new child care spaces a year, until 2030, to meet the growing demand. As of the end of 2023, Irvine wrote, the city had added 583 new childcare spaces and, this year, about 157 new spaces are in the works, despite a net loss of 12 spots this year. As for the Dream Builders Hub, it is along a transit route and is close to Birchland Elementary, Minicata Middle and Hyde Creek Recreation Center. The site's location in the Northside Center enjoys good accessibility to an increasing number of children living within the neighborhood, Irvine wrote in his report, adding, the childcare use will also support commercial businesses and the childcare need of their employees. If approved by committee this afternoon, the proposal will advance to a public hearing later this month for comment before council reviews it. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.